You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Banks have approached the government to consider appropriate amendments to the Lokpal Act for introducing a requirement for the Anti-Corruption Authority to obtain approval of the bank concerned before referring a complaint involving its staff to the Central Bureau of Investigation, official and banking sources told FE. Under the extant norms, the Lokpal may order a preliminary probe by its investigation arm after receiving a complaint or refer the case to an agency, including the CBI. If it finds a prima facie case, lenders under the aegis of the Indian Banks Association are pushing for the inclusion of provisions along the lines of Sections 17A and 19 of the Prevention of Corruption Act in the Lokpal Act as well, the sources said. Now, some news related to mobile phones. The government has drawn up a three-pronged strategy to create entry barriers for Chinese manufacturers in the below Rs 12,000 mobile phone segment to create room for Indian manufacturers. If the Chinese handset makers do not agree with a set of conditions the government wants them to comply with, handsets priced below Rs 12,000 will be subjected to various Bureau of Indian Standards checks in addition to security and safety verification. This will be quite similar to Trust a Telecom Portal, which the government launched last year under the National Security Council Secretariat, where telecom operators have to submit details about their equipment vendors. Moving on, WhatsApp users can now check their messages without displaying if they are online. They can also exit a group without other members knowing about it. Only the group admin will get to know about the member's exit in such cases. While these two features will be rolled out this month itself, the third feature, which the popular messaging platform will be introducing once it's tested, is the user's ability to block the screenshot option for the view once messages sent by them. The Facebook-owned company said in a statement on Tuesday, under the first new feature, users will be able to select who can see them when they are online. Now, some news related to 5G. Bharti Airtel is looking to roll out 5G services immediately and hopes to have a pan-India coverage by 2024. Gopal Vittal, the telco's MD and CEO, said on Tuesday, while the company's three-year capex will remain around the same levels, he said the rapid rollout will see some advancing of capex. The capex for Airtel for the next 3 years is anticipated at Rs 75,000 crore. Every network domain of Airtel is 5G ready, Vittal added. Airtel has acquired 100 MHz of 3.5 GHz spectrum across every circle in the country. Vittal said 3.5 GHz will give it a pan-India footprint that can bring in true 5G experience to its customers. In addition, Airtel has acquired 800 MHz of 26 GHz spectrum across every circle in the country. In a separate development, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal on Tuesday said negotiations between India and the UK for a free trade agreement is moving at a fast pace, allaying concerns that the evolving political situation in Britain may slow down the pace of talks. India and the UK launched formal negotiations in January for the FTA, which could ultimately cover more than 90% of tariff lines. They have set the Diwali deadline for signing the agreement. Speaking at the Vyapari Udyam Sammelan here, Goyal said India signed a trade pact with the UAE in a record time of less than 3 months, and now our talks with the UK is moving at a faster pace. Meanwhile, Japanese tech investor SoftBank's mediocre June quarter results, which saw the conglomerate mark down fair valuations for more than 280 of its portfolio companies, may set a more profound precedent for Indian fund managers and venture capitalists. Startup investors and investment bankers that FE spoke with said that Indian unicorn founders and their lead investors will have to consider taking a hit in valuations in future deals, since many public market peers have already witnessed massive valuation corrections. Lastly, Indian equity markets are likely to open lower amid weak global cues. SGX Nifty signaled that Dalal Street is headed for a negative start as Nifty futures were trading 40 points, or 0.24% lower at 17,500 on the Singapore Exchange ahead of today's session. Stocks dipped in Asia in morning trade following a Wall Street retreat and caution ahead of US inflation data that will shape investor expectations for further Fed rate hikes. In the previous session, Indian benchmarks benchmarks ended in green. The BSE Sensex index closed 465 points, or 0.80 higher, at 58,853.07, while NSE Nifty 50 settled 127.60 points, or 0.73% up at 17,525. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.